if something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say you can find that just about
anywhere.
If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
head first.
Or if he fell this way,
back.
Mm-hmm. What would you call somebody that was pushy and was presumptuous about what he was doing, and really was being much more familiar than you liked? What would you say? What if this was a guy or something? What would you say about this guy? He was very
pushy.
Have you ever heard that expression, put your best foot
forward?
Mm-hmm. What's the opposite of that?
Backwards.
And if I ask you, did you catch any fish, you'd say, no, blank a one.
Not.
Have you ever heard the word nary?
Yeah.
Have you heard that used?
Just like, I don't have nary.
Do you use it yourself?
No.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
Didn't he?
Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
If somebody goes off in a car, say, that is not working well, and the person knows it and they're taking a real chance, and you just shake your head and say, boy, they're going to have trouble
with that car.
Yeah, or let's see. If you just know they're going to have trouble, that you're more sure they're going to have trouble than they're not going to have trouble, what would you say?
I don't know.
Okay, if you say, now that boy is spoiled, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Then?
If you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big
harvest.
Or
crop.
Mm-hmm. The trenches cut by a plow.
Furrow.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared.
And the second cutting of clover or grass?
I don't know.
Do you know what you call the old dry grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Hay.
Wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
And the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a shock?
No.
Of wheat? You might say that you raised 40 blanks of wheat to an acre.
Shocks.
How about the expression, you ever heard the expression, I love you, a blank and a peck?
A bushel.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know.